The year is 1931. Linda, a mom of three school-aged children, is at home doing laundry. The kids are at school. Her husband is at work. It's quiet. She looks over at the clock and she realizes the time. She darts over to the large radio sitting on the living room floor and she turns it on. The voices that are coming through the radio share love stories, stories about romance and family and drama. And after a few minutes, the story gives way to an upbeat commercial about the latest and greatest laundry detergent. Do you know what Linda's listening to? She's listening to a soap opera. Soap operas were invented as a delivery mechanism for advertisements. That's right, they were designed to captivate a predominantly female audience in order to play commercials for soap and dish detergent and things like that, household products. Pretty crazy, huh? But it gets crazier because if you think about it, newspapers, sporting events, TV shows, billboards, podcasts, magazines, they all do the exact same thing. Their goal is to get a bunch of ears or eyeballs, basically attention focused on the entertainment of choice, and then interrupt it with an ad. And then the person that has the entertainment gets paid by the advertisers to show the ad. And it's a tried and true business model, and it's been around for centuries, and whether you like it or not, it's not going anywhere anytime soon. And this is, in fact, one of the only three ways to make money online, and that is to sell ads. So here are some examples. Video ads that play before you watch YouTube videos, sponsored posts in your Facebook news feed, ads at the top of your Google results, banners on the sides of news sites, sponsorships, and podcasts. These are all based on the same business model. And when it's done well, when it's relevant, it works. And that's why businesses are willing to pay for the ads. And that's where you can benefit, because you, as a person with a blog or a side income or a business or something online, you can use your knowledge and skills to build a website or a blog or a community or a following, even an online magazine, or even a special following on a particular social media platform like Pinterest or Instagram. So in fact, let's say that you're scrolling through Instagram and you're thumbing through some of the posts and you come across somebody that's working out bodybuilding, clearly spends a lot of time at the gym while the rest of us are sitting at our desk drinking coffee. And that person takes a few selfies. They get a couple of pictures of their buddy doing pull-ups, maybe some handstands. And then all of a sudden you see a photo of them drinking a protein or a meal replacement shake and they're holding the canister, which has been perfectly adjusted so that you can see the label. And then just under the photo, they've probably mentioned the product and how awesome it is and how much energy it gives them and how much it helps their performance. And then they might even add a link. Well, if you weren't aware of it already, those people are paid to do that. And once your audience is large enough, then you can get paid to show ads or sponsored posts as well. But it doesn't just have to be the gym or health and fitness, because really it doesn't even have to be a large audience, because a lot of businesses are just looking to get in front of the right people. For example, a local magazine that covers a town or a city and the events and things going on in that town could easily sell ads to a car dealership or realtors or dentists in that city. And a fellow podcasting friend of mine that I met at the Podcast Movement Conference a couple of years ago, Glenn the Geek, actually has several podcasts that he runs through the Horse Radio Network that are, you guessed it, all about horses. And he happens to have a sponsor, he told me, that sells horse manure forks. So basically pitchforks that are specially designed to help clean out the horse stables and things like that. And this company that makes these doesn't have a whole lot of options of places where they can sell, they can reach their audience. But when you have a captivated audience of people that are on horseback listening to podcasts or doing their daily tasks and chores of caring for the horses, they're right there listening to that advertisement. And as a side note, if you are interested in podcasting, I did interview Glenn for the Remarkable podcast, and he shared tons of great tips and insights about making money and getting sponsorships and like that. So you can check that over at the Remarkable podcast over at supersimple.com. But I can't stress this enough. When we talk about ways to make money online, really anything is possible. So that's the first of the three ways that you can make money online, and that's to sell attention, also known as advertising. Now, before I move on to the second way, let me stop and just take a second to say hello and welcome to the Quit Pinching Pennies podcast, the faith-based podcast for moms and dads who want to work less and earn more so they can quit pinching pennies and focus on what matters most, like family, working from home, spending more time with their kids, homeschooling, adoption, giving, ministry, or missions. I like to call it the faith-based lifestyle design, or the 4-hour work week for people of faith. And I'm your host and your teacher, Dave Mooring, and I'm glad you're here taking a few minutes to listen today. Now, let's move on to the second method for making money online. If you're not selling attention or advertisements, you can sell products. It's pretty straightforward, but really the options are endless, and also what classifies as a product may in fact surprise you. Obviously, you can make money online selling physical goods via e-commerce sites. You can sell clothes, household goods, sporting equipment, and really just about anything that you can find on Amazon. But there are also handmade goods, which you can sell via sites like Etsy. You could sell one-of-a-kind items or handmade carvings. You could sell handmade scarves. You can even design shirts and sell shirts through some drop shipping companies. You could sell used goods via eBay or Craigslist or even letgo.com or your Facebook community or even through the Facebook app in the marketplace. Did you also know that you can sell goods via Amazon? And you don't have to be a manufacturer to do so. Usually most of the items on Amazon are new, but there are some used items, especially books. But this is where things start to get interesting, at least to me anyway. For starters, you can use Amazon's Fulfillment by Amazon, or FBA, program to sell your own goods. Basically, you ship them in the items in the appropriate packaging, and once you have an account with Amazon, you'll print your labels and do all that online, and you'll put your labels on your products, put them in a box, ship them to Amazon. Then Amazon posts them on the Amazon website, sells them, and ships them to your customers for you. You get access to Amazon's Fulfillment Center, and they're shipping, and they get 30% of whatever you sell. And as an example, here are two common ways that people are making money using Amazon's FBA, and both of them have been tried and have turned out to be very successful, and I've seen some people make as much as $10,000 per month doing both of these. So the first way is to buy items from nearby stores that are marked down on clearance, so 75 to 90% off, and then sell them at a retail price on Amazon. And the second way is to work with a supplier overseas, which you can do through a website like Alibaba, to find manufacturers and to improve an item to your specifications and then drop ship them to Amazon to be sold online. And if you shop on Amazon at all, then you've probably purchased items in both of these categories. For example, lipstick, toys, and seasonal goods they're often sold by individuals that have purchased them on clearance. Other things like vitamins or yoga mats, travel mugs, things like that may have been designed by somebody either working from home or in a small business, probably manufactured overseas and then shipped and sold through Amazon. And if this sounds new or foreign to you, I guess a good example would be where at the end of summer here in North Carolina when I'm recording this, and most of the sunscreens are going to be going on sale on clearance very soon, but other parts of the country where it's going to still be hot further south and sunny for longer, they're not going to be going out of sale there. So I could pick them up at a discounted price, post them on Amazon, and then Amazon would sell them to the people that it's where it's still in demand. A little bit more complicated than that, but that's the summary of it. And if you want to look at how this is done on Amazon yourself, just head over to Amazon. And when you're looking through any of the products that you want to buy, just look for the little description underneath where it says sold by X company. And for the most part, those are companies that are doing this exact same thing. And then in addition to selling physical goods, there are endless options for selling digital goods. And by digital goods, I mean ebooks, courses, videos, tutorials, or really anything that can be bought and transmitted via the internet. They can be sold through online marketplaces or e-commerce sites or platforms, or even through your own website. And I guess right now you can even sell through Facebook. And you're probably familiar with buying books or games or apps and things like that. But if you weren't aware, you can also sell your own graphic designs or t-shirt designs, PowerPoint presentations, and things like that. One good place to go to sell those things is graphicriver.net. You can sell website templates through ThemeForest. And there's lots of other places where you can sell stock photos and stock music and things like that. But the benefit of those is that you create them once and then you can sell them over and over and over again. And really, that's just the tip of the iceberg. These are just a couple of things that you can create to sell as far as digital products or physical products. So that's really an endless opportunity for you there as well. And that wraps up the second model of making money online. So we've talked about selling attention or advertisements, and we've talked about selling products. And maybe you've already guessed it, but the third way is to sell services. So there are traditional services like tax preparation, consulting, life coaching, even editing and writing, graphic design, legal help, just about anything you can think of. But there's also a lot of things that you probably haven't thought of. For example, there's a website, if you're not familiar with it already, called Fiverr.com, Fiverr.com, where you can actually sell research. You can sell pre-recorded phone messages or birthday messages if you have a really good voice. You can sell graphic design, video editing. For example, you might want to take a picture of your child from a birthday party or a portrait, and you could have somebody on Fiverr turn that into a painting or a drawing for you. In addition to selling your own service that you could perform for one off or one at a time, you can also sell access to software. And we call this software as a service, or SaaS, S-A-A-S. The most familiar example probably is Microsoft Office, which you used to go into Best Buy and buy the disk, take it home, and you have the disk, you put it in your computer and you download. Instead of the software living on your computer now, you basically pay a monthly license to rent the software, and the software lives online. Other examples of that would be Pandora, QuickBooks Online, or even Amazon Prime fall under that category. But the bottom line here is that nothing is really new. Business is business. People are people. And just about every single method of income or making money or business really falls under one of these three categories: selling ads, selling products, or selling services. And many times, you can actually do more than one. And let me conclude with this. You can actually combine all three models, and let me give you an example. Let's say that you are passionate about gardening, and so you have a blog where you teach people about gardening your specific region, the types of plants that grow, the types of soil, how to tend to things, when to prune, and so forth. So you start building an audience by sharing your knowledge and your passion about gardening. Even if you just have a few hundred or a few thousand readers per month, you could actually go and sign up for an affiliate program with Amazon where you could post ads for related products on your site. Maybe it would be for gardening tools or spades and things like that, or even some seed fertilizer and things. And when people go through your link to Amazon to purchase those things, then you would get a little bit of money. Otherwise, once you have a little bit more traffic, you can probably reach out to companies that actually sell these things directly, and you could be an advertiser for them. Once you get enough blog posts, you could actually take all those blog posts and combine them into an ebook and sell that directly to your readers. And a lot of people question, can I really take stuff that is already online for free and turn it around and sell it? And the answer is yes, because if you've written 50 blog posts over the course of a year or 2 years or more, they're scattered around. People have to click through them. They're probably not in any kind of order. If you could take those and organize them and edit them into a book so it's concise and it's got a good flow with an index, then there was a lot of value there, and somebody may be willing to pay easily $7 to $10, $15, or $20 for that book. So now you've looked at taking the ads, and now we've looked at developing a product from that. And then the third way would actually be have a service. And one way to do that with the gardening blog would actually be to set up a membership or a monthly forum where people could pay even just a few dollars to get access to a community that's moderated and kept from people taking advantage of and spamming and things like that. But you could also provide your own answers and your own expertise specifically to people's questions where they might not be able to reach out to you as well through the blog or the ebook. You could also even do a paid monthly newsletter where people pay for some premium content that you don't post directly on the blog. So really, all three of those different methods or ways of making money can be done through one simple gardening blog. And there's really dozens of variations. Some ways to make money are more or simple, and some are much more complex. But the possibility is endless, and the internet is still new. And with the rise of Facebook and connected world population through Google and Amazon, there's really plenty of room for you and what you have to offer, your expertise, your sense of humor, what you're really passionate about, and you can connect with other people that have that same passion and who would look up to you to either build community or even teach them. And you really don't need a massive audience. If you think about it like this, if you could just sell $50 worth of products or services to 1,000 different people over the course of a year, well, that's $50,000, and that's a full-time job for most people. So I ask you, what are you waiting for? Take what you can and go ahead and get started. And if you would like to continue to listen to future episodes of the Quit Pinching Pennies podcast to learn more about these types of things and how to get started and how to build your own side income stream, then I encourage you to subscribe to the podcast through iTunes or wherever you listen to podcasts. I'm trying to get the show listed on more platforms, so it'll be available to people on Android and things like that as well. And if you'd like to connect with me in person, you can do so by joining a community that I'm building on Facebook in a private group, which you can get to by going to quitpinchingpennies.com, and that will redirect you. And it's a community of moms and dads and people of faith who are building side incomes and who are trying to make a positive difference in their families and the people around them. So I hope you'll join me in that group, and I look forward to meeting you. Otherwise, that's it. And I hope you have a great day, and we'll see you next time.